Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! Oh shit. Wow, welcome everybody, welcome. Let's get into some things real quick. Wow. It's a lot going on. I'm excited that you're here. Now, listen, before we get into some things, if you are a returning subscriber, well, then you know some shit might go off, some shit might shut down, some shit might just stop fucking working. Like, see, you see? But we will get through the show. If you are browsing around on YouTube and you just happen to stumble into this video, hello, you know, welcome. Now, hopefully by the end of this live, if it's not too long and you make it, hopefully you will consider subscribing. Okay, now that we got all that YouTube shit out the way, let's get into some motherfucking things. All right. Shout out to the $5. Yes. Start off the night right. All right. So you guys, okay, so this Wendy Williams stuff, right? So, and I really thought I was like done talking about Wendy, but I'm not. It's not gonna happen tonight. Hold on, I'm getting my shit together. This is the part where I told y'all some, you know, y'all gotta bear with me, okay? Just organizing my shit. And for y'all watching the replay, calm your ass down. Don't rush me. Y'all should have been here during the live, okay? So, now y'all know, like, I have a love-hate relationship with Wendy Williams. Like, I love her. Like, I love the work ethic. I love what she's, you know, what she's about. I love the brand that she's been able to build. You know, I love the fact that this woman is able to sit here in this purple chair and make millions of dollars just gossiping. I mean, it's a hell of a job. But I also feel like she's very selfish, very shady, and self-centered and narcissistic and all a bunch of those other things. But with that being said, it's not looking up for her. It's seeming to be like this seems to be the story that keeps on giving, or the gift that keeps on giving. Well, you know what the fuck I meant. So, okay, what am I talking about? Okay, so Wendy Williams' show was set to return January 7th. So that will actually be tomorrow because tonight is Sunday, January 6th. So she's scheduled to return tomorrow, but she canceled. She canceled the return due to her health. So this is the Instagram she posted. Let me see if I can get it, pull it up for you guys, because I can't see the motherfucker from where I'm sitting. Let me see what she says. Wendy Williams will be returning with an all-new episode of The Wendy Show on Monday, January 14th, 2019. After fracturing her shoulder, Wendy is on the mend and wants to return pain-free and be 200% delivering the best show that millions of viewers tune into to watch. Okay. I could jack that read up. But y'all got the fuck I was talking about, okay? So, cancels the show. Now, I'm going to read an article from Radar Online that goes a little bit more in depth. And this is where I feel like it could really be some tea. Okay, so let's get into some other fucking things. Okay, so the article says, Wendy Williams takes another week off. Wendy Williams is taking another week off her talk show amid her husband's cheating scandal. Radar Online has exclusively learned. Williams recently took a break from her show, claiming health issues were the reason. The star has been dealing with a shoulder fracture and has raised eyebrows with odd behavior. But although Wendy was supposed to return her show on Monday, January 7th, she's taking another week off, a source told Radar Online. Her staffers were notified late on Friday night and will now have to cancel all of their bookings and rearrange future tapings to accommodate Wendy being gone. While the show announced on Instagram Friday, January 4th, that Woods would be back on her show on Monday, the 7th, the post was later removed. The star's apparent meltdown came as her husband, Kevin Hunter, was accused of getting his secret mistress, Sharina Hudson, pregnant. So they're alleging that she even had a full-on meltdown. So both Williams and Hunter have denied those reports. Okay? Hunter has been charged with having a 10-year affair with Hudson. Radar exclusively discovered that Hunter's alleged love nest with alleged woman has gone for sale. We announced in late December that she had fractured her shoulder, but an insider claimed to Radar that the daytime TV host has something much more serious going on with her health. Something bad is going on with Wendy, the sources said, exclusively, adding that the December 17th episode was canceled at the last minute and was replaced by a rerun. Now, I was waiting for that show, I think, and I was like, damn, did she already go? Did she go on vacation already? The shit went canceled? Like, I was thrown off. But sources close to Wendy are speaking. Now, I don't know who these sources are that be having all this tea, but listen, I need these damn sources. It just goes to show that you honestly can't, you know, number one, you can't really trust anybody. Anybody can be sold and bought. And Wendy, damn, like, you are going to definitely have to address some of this, because we're getting to a point now where it's like, okay, you can't keep not addressing all of these allegations. The husband cheating, we need you to address that. We need you to address why the fact your husband has sold both of the properties. You're canceling shows. Wendy is not okay. And I think she canceled the show because mentally, they haven't figured out how she's going to address everything, and they're building the suspense because they know that this is going to probably be the highest rated show of all time, or since she came back from the fainting spell, but this is going to be like a ratings ready show. So Wendy wants to make sure that everything is nip tucked and ready to go. So I feel as though she's got some last minute touches that she's working on, because she's going to want to get into some things come the 14th. But here's the thing. Wendy, if you come back with this hairline, fractured arm, and you sit up there like nothing happened, bitch, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem, Wendy. You can't just sit up there and not address none of this. Like, you have been a legit hot topic for almost 30 days straight, with the stories continuing. It's week after week. Now, I don't know how true this is, but allegedly I heard that her show was renewed to through 2020. But if rumors are saying, reports, well, I guess they are rumors. So reports and rumors, however you guys want to spin it, they're saying that, well, if her health doesn't get any better, she might be canceled altogether. And they are not planning on renewing her after 2020. ooh. So I don't really know what's going to happen with that, but I'm available. No, seriously, I'm available. But outside of that, I really hope that Wendy can pull it together, because they're saying something really bad is happening and is going on with Wendy. Now, I understand what it's like, and honestly, there's a piece of me that feels bad because I suffer from Bell's palsy. And so I can only imagine, like, when I get too stressed out, you know, if you don't know what Bell's palsy is, it's kind of where you become paralyzed on one side of your face, to where, you know, you can't really, you can't close your eyes, you can't really talk, your mouth is shifted. So it's really, really awkward, you know. And I've had times where I've made videos and I've went live and things like that, and, you know, I was suffering from my Bell's palsy, and it takes weeks, and it's embarrassing, and you don't want to be seen in that light, but it's kind of like, well, shit, you know, the show must go on. So there's footage out there of me where I've had my Bell's palsy, and I had to muscle through and do the show. So in that retrospect, I understand getting in front of this camera every day. A lot of you guys don't realize it, but that's a lot of work every day, because we got, you know, sometimes we can't get haircuts or health issues. You guys see everything. You know, if I get punched in the eye, I'm going to have to, how do I disguise that? You know, if I trip and fall, or if I'm having some illness internally and it affects, you know, my face, you know, everyone will see that. So it's really hard being on camera every day, especially doing a live show, because you have to be in your tip-top 100%. You can't edit that shit out. So, you know, I feel for that, because her show was live. You know, if she's not there, there's no show. Yeah, so, I mean, I, as much as, like, you know, a lot of people are, like, you know, shitting on Wendy, I feel for her, because I suffer from, you know, Bell's palsy. So, and I just, I dread, like, I don't want any episodes while I'm trying to build, because, you know, I won't be able to go live, because I'm not going to be talking to y'all like, dude, you know how many videos will be made? My God, I can only imagine. So, but I will tell Wendy this, take all the time you need, because listen, health is wealth. I would rather be poor with 100% bill of health. I would rather be poor, broke, and homeless than to have bad health, if I could choose. You know, I don't need all the riches in the world. I don't need the millions of dollars with horrible health. Give me 100% health, I'm good. I'm good. You can take all the money, all the fame and fortune. Just give me good health. So, now, I want to get into some callers. Wow, we got a lot of people on here. So I want to know what you guys think about Wendy Williams. The lines are now open. The number is 563-999-3658. What y'all think about Wendy? Let's get into some things. Let me see. Let's get into some motherfucking things. Y'all better call in, because y'all know I be cutting the call-in number now when y'all don't be calling. I will cut that motherfucker up. All right, hold on. We going to get some. I want to know what y'all thought about Wendy. Yes, let's get some music going. Yeah. Whoa. Wow. Ooh, I've just burped. All right. Let's get into some things. All right. 931-0349. You're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, what's going on, love?
So basically, I think what would work out in her favor is if she didn't cancel, she walked out on the show like a bad bitch off Thug Life, and she was just honest, because, like, her son has gone to school already, so she ain't gonna, like, front for nobody. And I know, like, it's already embarrassing for her to do this because she's already had to take an interview and admit to her husband cheating on her when she was, like, struggling with pregnancy. But she just needs to stop being stuck in the 1950s. Like, ain't nobody husband perfect. And, like, you need to stop putting on a front. And I understand, like, she sees herself as a personality. So, like, she doesn't consider herself to be a part of celeb culture. But it's, like, at this point, you're so, like, twisted into celeb culture. You have beef with other celebrities. We're going to look at you like a celebrity at this point. Just be honest about what you got going on. I think, like, she always knew that Kevin was like this, but she knew he was good for business. So she kept him around to learn his game, just like how Steve keep Lori around for her game. And, like, all the Harvey kids and... just like how his wife was messing with two drug dealers. Like, you just sometimes some people get in relationships because they know the game.
You know what, Carla? I think that you said something that I never really thought about, which is very true. She doesn't, cause she tries to not consider herself a celebrity, so she's just a personality. Yeah. But Wendy, you're a celebrity. And, you know, and I get it. She pretends to be humble, like she's not as rich as them. Girl, you're worth $60 million. You're on TV every day. You know that you're a celebrity. You have PR. You have publishing deals. You have all these things that celebrities have. You are one of them.
I have
and
a question.
She needs. Yes.
Do you think, like, she's allowing this affair to go on because, like, she knows she's sick and tomorrow ain't really promised to her?
Well, I think she's allowed this affair to go on because I don't think that her and her husband are really having sex. I think she's been sick for a while. I think she's a frail older woman, and I feel like her and her husband have built so much business. It's almost at the point to where it's better to just stay together than to go ahead and divorce, but live your double life, but just don't let the shit get out. That's her whole thing. But he's being sloppy with it. And it's getting out. And so now I think she's freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, caller. Right.
Thank you.
You sound high as shit. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. What's up, Prisma?
Hey, what you laughing at?
Talking about you sound high as shit.
Right.
You just exposing everybody.
But what's going
on
with you?
I had to call to say thank you for coming on, gracing us like this.
Yes. We have to get into some things tonight.
Yeah, I do. You know, it's a horrible situation, you know, for Wendy. Nobody would want, you know, to have someone in this situation. But I, unfortunately, I can't feel for her because, I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a bitter pill to have to swallow your own medicine. And I'm sure it's hard for her to be on the other side of the spectrum of where she constantly puts people. But just, you know, things that I've seen her do when other people are in situations where she's just, you know, been completely heartless, I can't feel for her like that. Any woman that's going through what she's going through, you know what I mean? I don't praise it and I don't look at it as a bonus, but I would be lying if I was like, you know, I felt some type of way about her, because really I just feel like I said, you know, when you have to swallow your own medicine, sometimes that shit's going to hurt. And that's really how I view it. Unfortunately, also because her husband controlled so much, there's an aspect of her, like, you know, losing it because he's not there to do that anymore. Now he's kind of trying to grab the purse strings, and so they're out of war because, you know, divorce is war. That's just what it is. And so, you know, they're at war now, so she is wayward. She is lost. But I believe in, you know, you make your bed, you're going to have to lay in that. And that's what she's doing now. I hope she can make it back. You know, I wish her the best, and I hope that that's possible. But she is going to have to lay in the bed that she made.
So, but see, my thing when it comes to that is, why are we, like, why do people have zero sympathy for Wendy Williams when all she does is she just delivers celebrity gossip that we like? So what is it about her that we are like, you know what, screw you and everything that you go through? Why is it that people
hate
her?
It's not that she just delivers it. There are some times when she goes too far. Like when she called, you know, somebody's baby a oops baby. That's going too far. You don't put kids in it. You know, you could deliver gossip and you could even have, you know, a little snazzy attitude about it. Love that. But there are times when she just, you know, deliberately does too much. Too much. And so stuff like that is where it's like, you know what I mean? If it hadn't been all that, because, I mean, she said some really low down stuff before. And it's good, you know, for a cackle and a tee-hee-hee here and there. But that's somebody's life that she's, you know, addressing and speaking about and making a joke. So now when we turn that lens around, why do we need to feel like that is so detrimental for you? Because you're the one that's now the one being looked at. You're the one swallowing the bitter pill of the medicine that you are taking in the life that you created. I don't feel bad for that. You aren't feeling bad for the people that you did that to.
I think the people are not feeling bad for her because Wendy has built her show off of being relatable and kind of, you know, like she'll burp on camera, she'll fix her wig. She'll, you know, it's live. She's built this persona that, you know, like I'm a regular person, like, you know, we're friends through the camera. But I think the issue is when it comes to being to that normality, she doesn't turn the mirror on herself into her personal life. So when there's shit about your husband,
that's the key too, Armand, that her persona is a lie. Like, she's not, you know what I'm saying? She's not real with it. She's still dibbling and dabbling, you know, here with, you know, her addictions, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? She's been battered. You know, she's been, so what she presents, like many celebrities, what she presents to you is what she presents to you. But her real life, the other reason why you don't get that in besides what she wants you to see is because, you know, the real deal is deeper than that. Like, it's deeper, it's darker. Right. And so, you know, the real of who she is, she's not giving that to you. She's still been dealing, you know, even besides right now, with stuff that she was supposed to have left alone quite a while ago. So, you know, it's a fake type of situation. And, you know, I don't relate to fake. Like, I despise fake. You know what I'm saying? That's just something in me that I don't like. I can't stand fake. You could be the dirtiest, the darkest, but if you're real with that and we know that's what it is, okay, I can even deal with you then. But just fake, I can't take.
Well, Mishi, I want to thank you, babe. We got over 700 people in this live chat right now. I want to tell each and every one of you that I love the BNB squad. Drop some motherfucking bombs in the comments for all the motherfucking members right now.
We love you, Armand.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Come on. I want to see some. Let me, you know, y'all going to make me party for y'all right now. Oh, let's drop them motherfucking bombs. Oh. Oh, yes. All right. You know, we have to just do a light praise, bro. You know, we have to get into some things. This channel is growing. My God. I want to shout out to everybody. Let me see. Can we go ahead and get to 29,000 tonight? You know, we don't need that many subscribers. Let's go ahead and get to 29,000. If you have not subscribed yet, I know all 700 of y'all is not subscribers. Go ahead and subscribe right now. Please, let's just do it. Come on. It's just literally left for 100 of y'all subscribe right now. We got it. Come on. Let's make some history. All right. So let's take another caller. Okay. So this is another private number. You're live on the air.
Hi, Amma. How are you doing?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I love your channel, and I love the fact that you're going so fast.
Thank you.
And I want to say this about Wendy Williams.
Okay.
She is predicting to be relatable. I'm a divorced woman, but you know what? She could have came on the show like she's a boss. She could have came on there with the pictures of her husband and this girl like, Kevin, what are you doing? Who is this? Like, I think she could have been real, and she could have turned it into a PR positive instead of trying to take everything undercover.
But which is very true.
She
could have
came out looking like a drunk. I'm listening.
But the only thing is with that, you know, you being divorced, so you know what it was like to go through the divorce and go back and see your husband. So if she does all this on national TV, like puts him on blast, yeah, we will be thoroughly entertained. The internet would be on fire, and I probably would make a shitload of money. But Wendy Williams would have to go home and deal with the consequences and still be living with that man after she didn't set the internet on fire like that. We don't go home with her. So she's probably picking her battles. And, you know, allegedly, I want to say allegedly, you know, he has a room where he whips ass. So I don't know if she would want to be taken to the padded room where he whips her ass.
She's too big to be getting her ass whooped. They may have certain frying pans. I don't understand. My problem is we have all these.
They wait. What did you say? They make
women.
What, caller? They make what?
Cast iron frying pans. She could do the Madea on them if she wanted to. She's too huge, and her hands are too big. I cannot watch her show and listen to her talk because I'm so busy looking at her hands because they're so huge.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm really disappointed in all the women who are, like, saying they're so strong black women, but then when it comes to relationships with being married and a husband or being a girlfriend, boyfriend, it's like you become so weak and meek.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing.
Well, I feel you, caller. I feel you. So I'm with you on that. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Shout out to Detroit in the motherfucking building. Oh, you know, a lot of people don't like me in Detroit because the video I said I made about Cash Doll.
You know what? That's okay. I love your show. It's okay. Everybody doesn't like everybody's opinion. I think your personality is exuberating. You'll surpass all of the other little people on YouTube, and I'm so happy. This is my first time catching you live. I got to be working at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm so happy.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, lay down, and then you can catch the end of it. You know, I go live late, so if you ever do overnights like that often, you know, you probably might catch me, and, you know, girl, call in if you can.
I'm going to be looking, and it was so good talking to y'all.
All right. Shout out to the 313. Bye. We love Detroit. Shout out to Detroit in the motherfucking building. You know. I really want to shout out to the whole East Coast and the Midwest because y'all really be up with me. Y'all fuck with me. And it's so weird because I'm in California, and the audience is not big here. My main people are in New York City, Chicago, Detroit, and Texas now. It's crazy. That's why y'all always be like, damn, I'm on you posting so late. But it's like, I'm 3 hours and 2 hours behind you, niggas. All right. Let's take some more calls. Oh, y'all done felt some type of way today. 870-9507. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Amon? How you doing? You shout out to E-Coast. You got to look at Memphis. Memphis, we on fire down here, bro.
Oh, shout out to Memphis. All right, Memphis.
This is the Nigerian nurse. I was raised up in New York. I have no love, no mercy, no empathy for Wendy Williams because I remember Wendy Williams growing up on the radio, and she was a dirty broad. She would put people busy out there. It was literally to the point that, you know, P. Diddy don't mess with nobody. He was damn near trying to put a hit on her. Method Man slapped the hell out of her on live radio.
Right.
Talking about his wife. So the thing about it is, when you go too far and when you take things to the drastic end, then all of a sudden when it's your personal life, you're going to be like, oh, I'm just delivering news. No, talking about people's crack habits and treating people dirty and getting 411 from the doorman and shit like that. I understand you got to do your job, but when you take it a little bit further than that, where you're just putting out people nastiness and dirtiness, and all of a sudden, oops, your slip is showing now. People ain't gonna have no mercy for you. You know, people ain't gonna have no mercy for you. And
but
yeah,
wait
and
a minute,
it's the biggest...
Carter. I don't think that that's
go
fair
ahead,
for you
ahead.
To say that Method Man slapped the hell out of her.
Slapped the brakes off her ass.
Where that?
Look it up. And look on the old radio, older road. Better yet, I can find it on an old radio station back in the day in New York, and it's been out there for years. Diddy threatened her life one time. Threatened her on radio. Several people have threatened her because she goes way too far. And don't go out there. And here's another thing is, and I'm going to say it, and I'll be the first one to say it. A lot of people won't say it. I yet to see a birth certificate where she gave birth to this boy at. Where? Okay. Where is he at? Where the boy been born at?
Why do you need to see that?
Because you know she, how you doing?
Well, what is that? Well, shit, are you? How you doing? How you doing? Well, what do you mean? You trying to say that she
you say it better than I can, and I'm very much proud of how I'm doing because I'm down here. I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse down in Memphis, and I do very well at what I do.
Yes, you do. And how old are you?
I am 44 years old.
Ooh, shout out to 44. We love that.
I'm 44 year old, home. I own 3 cars and a $500,000 house. Thank you.
Ooh,
I do me.
How
but
you
here's
doing?
The thing. Thank you. How you doing? But here's the thing. When you're dirty and shady and you use a community to get your rank up, then you disregard that community. It's a lot of dirty shit you've done. Excuse my language. And now you... And now your dirty draws are sowing in the wind. Now you want to be like, oh, that's my personal business. Oh, everybody know Kevin out here fucking everything because you ain't fucking. Let's be real.
Right.
You're too good with our community to be fucking your man. Hello, how you doing?
Oh, well, thank you, caller. You had just came and lit it on fire. Wow.
Right, have a good day, you all.
You've never called in before. Thank you.
No, I never called in before, but I've always listened. And Armand, I'm going to tell you like this. It's first time I appreciate somebody that represents our community very well, with some intellect, with no over-the-top bullshit, but keep it 100. I respect that. You know, respect that. And these other little YouTubers, and I won't mention the unmentionable, but yeah, well, that wine-drinking bitch. She just full of it. She's full of it, and she's on clout, and everybody know her husband up in Atlanta. How you doing? So just put it on out there. Everybody know her husband out there.
All right, Carla,
she
we
always,
gotta wrap this. Okay, yep, not tonight. Bye.
Bye.
Not tonight. No, you motherfuckers won't. Not tonight. Although I did get a cease and desist. Not tonight. I'm not doing it tonight. Tonight is about Windy Beach. All right. Oh, y'all is carrying tonight. How you doing? Y'all is carrying. Let me get into some things. 404-3282. How you doing?
Hey, Armand. Thank you for taking my call. Eastern Standard Time, ATL.
Yeah, shout out to ATL. I was homeless out there.
How
once.
You? Look, Armand, this is the Christmas caller, the one you got over with the little depression while I had my little sad Christmas because I lost my house. I am on the line just for the bullshit. I missed yesterday's show. I'm so pissed that I missed yesterday's show. I did want to get into some things, but you said you're going to mention Unknown, Unwind, Downtime. We ain't mentioning her tonight. But what I was going to say about Wendell is this bitch is messy. That's a messy bitch, and we can't feel sorry for the messy bitches. She's been dragging bitches for over 30 years. Now it's time for this bitch to stand 10 toes down in the mud and get up out that bitch how we all do. That's what time it is.
Oh. So there's
yes. No,
well, see,
no sympathy for
the
these hoes. Not when you gossip all day and you spill the fucking beans that ain't even been cooked yet, bitch. Can you take it out the can first? Can we get a warm up? She just be coming for bitches that don't even be coming for her. So we ain't gonna have no sympathy for no old bitches. These old bitches can get it just like these new bitches can get it. We dropping bombs tonight, bitch. BMB squad, stand up. Be original hoes. That's all I called to say.
All right. Up.
We love you. And yes, we're going to push the subscribers up. We are here for you. We and everybody comments letting these bitches know what time it is. We're going to stand up for you because you represent us and you ain't trying to be nobody else. You ain't no fucking perpetrator. And we out here representing you, Armand. BNB squad
Let's
all
go.
Day.
Let's go.
I stayed up for you, bitch. I'm up with you, bitch. We're going to fuck up the internet. We're going to keep dragging these bitches one by one. And Mona's the new bitch I'm going to fuck with because she said that shit about girls from the hood. She going to stand up for us. So I'm going to ride for that bitch, too. I'm going to go check her shit out and find out what she on. But she fuck with her mom, and I fuck with her. Ow.
God. Give me another drop. All Give
right.
Wait, hold on. I'm recording this. I'm going to take that. I got the beat playing. I want you to talk that shit. So I can post it.
Listen, bitches, it's time for y'all bitches to step y'all cookies up. I ain't letting y'all bitches come out here and come for my son. Fuck out of here. Armand been the number one original motherfucker in these YouTube streets, getting real stories, no perpetrating. He ain't fucking out here trying to suck nobody dick for no subscribers. He out here getting his shit out the mud. All y'all bitches, step y'all YouTube games up, step y'all interviews up, step y'all motherfucking conversations up, step your wardrobe up, bitch, step your hairstyle up, hoe. Get your money up, bitch. 2019 shit. BMB squad all day. Drop the motherfucking bombs, Armand.
No!
No! Armand, you gonna have to put me on your motherfucking blackboard the way you be letting me go off on these dumb bitches.
Yes.
Yes,
ooh.
Armand.
Look,
from Harlem to ATL, bitch, and we do round trips, we do pull-ups and all that, bitch. We pull out braids, weaves, wigs, all that shit. Start bitches out in Timberlands and Skechers, bitch.
And
which comedy?
I got a bitch for you to talk about. I got a new bitch. All right. Where that bitch at? Maurice Smith in the comments, bitch. Hold on. Where that bitch at that was talking that shit? Bitch, you want to make a YouTube? Bitch, don't make a YouTube because I got a bitch for you. This bitch been running her mouth. And she don't talk that shit like you do. I share your shit every day. You can.
We end bitches' careers out here. We shut bitches' pages down. We get bitches more subscribers just because we mention these whole names. And we still going to drag these bitches. Y'all dirty feet bitches. Y'all, look, suck your motherfucking shoe game up, bitch, before you try to come for somebody.
Yes. Where that bitch at?
Pregnant.
Thank you, baby.
Look,
thank
pregnant
you, baby.
In the titties where? Pregnant in the titties where, bitch? Bomb squad, drop some bombs for these stupid ass bitches. Bye, Armand.
Yes.
Love you, boo.
God. Bye. Oh, that's how you light the motherfucking party up. Oh, I'm going to remember that time. Somebody timestamp that for me. Because, bitch, we're going to get into some things with that audio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bitch. You think you got you a bitch. I got me a bitch that talk that real shit. Put your bitch up against my bitch. Put your bitch up against my bitch. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, bitch. You don't want that. You don't want that, bitch. You don't want that. You don't want that, bitch. You don't want that, bitch. You do not. Ooh, you don't want that, bitch. Put your bitch up against my bitch. Oh. Put your bitch up against my bitch. Let's get into some things. Ha, it's a new bitch. Told you bitches I ain't going nowhere. Ha ha. I wipe my ass. Do what you gotta do, bitch. Whew. Now that that part is over, that was a nice little break. You see, we here at the Armand Wiggins Show, you get commercial breaks. You get all kind of stuff. Now we're going to get back into Wendy. But that was just turned up. I could tell she wanted to get that off. And the way she talked that shit like that, she just got that off. You know, we get into some things here. Whew. That's why I tell you, you just never know what the fuck this is going to get. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, shout out to the $50. Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Sheesh. My God. Ooh, we have to get that out. Push your bitch up against my bitch. All right, private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Hello, listen, caller. Caller, listen to our... Actually, you know what? This is perfect. I think it's gone live. I'm not sure if I can, like, all the way push it, but Armand listens to your music live. I'm telling you, it's going to be the hottest new music competition show. We have people already submitting their songs along with their donation. It's going to be every Wednesday. Who is going to win the award of Armand's top artist? The title and the coveted award of Armand's top artist. So it's every Wednesday. If you would like to register, you can visit the ArmandWigginsShow.com. And all the registration details are there. So if you're a singer, a rapper, you know, and you want to get your music out there and you want to compete against other artists, it's friendly, but we do give it to you straight. Register, submit, and we'll see you Wednesday. It's simple, just like that. TheArmandWigginsShow.com. I might get in trouble for that because I don't know if it's exactly live yet, but keep checking back if it's not. I'll definitely update you guys by Tuesday, though. So subscribe now because you'll get a complete update by Tuesday. Oh, wow, I have people already submitting now. Okay, listen, we are 100 away from 29,000. What happened? Oh. Okay, well, so I just got information. It's not available yet. Subscribe to the website, and you will get an email when it's up. As of right now, though, if you want to register, you can PayPal me. You can PayPal me and email me, and I'll let you guys know how to sign up for that. So email me at thearmandwigginsshow@gmail.com. So you can email me there, and I'll give you the rest of the tea. Okay, so let's move on from that because I spoke too soon, but I was in a good mood. Sorry. Let's take another caller. 347-1003.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, my name is Monique. I'm from Far Rockaway, New York. Okay, you got a caller all the way out here. I've been listening to your show for 2 months. I'm a new subscriber. I'll be listening
to
my mom.
Yeah, shout out to NYC.
And
yes.
Yes, all I got to say is, who can would nobody say, I think your intro is not too long. I do not give a fuck. That shit is lit. Fuck what everybody say. And
yes.
Let's talk about Wendy. Like,
okay, what you want to say about Wendy?
I think that, you know, I feel what the last caller was saying. Yeah, she be talking shit. Yeah, she dead ass deserving all that good shit. But then at the same time, I feel like, you know, she's human too. She's a woman as well. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, they get beat. Hopefully she's not getting beat up. Like, I really hope just she's not getting beat up with the sling that's on her arm and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like it's a lot of women out there that, if they were in her shoes, that they would want somebody to, like, help them too. And not be like, oh, that's good for that bitch. Because we know that, you know, if you was in those shoes, that you would want somebody to help you too, no matter what. Because everybody talks shit about everybody. So I think everybody should look at each side and not just attack her. Like, you know?
Yes. I agree. I get it. Like, because here's the thing. And if... I get why celebrities don't support Wendy, because she talks about their personal lives. But Wendy has to make a decision. Was she going to be for the celebrities or for the people? Now, as far as the people, which is would be you and myself, she does it for us, for our entertainment. And honestly, I don't want to see Wendy go off the air because I'm here for the shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, so, I love that bitch.
So my thing is, she shits on the celebrities, but she doesn't shit on the regular people. So I can understand why the celebrities don't care about her. But us as the people, we do realize, we have to realize that she's burnt all of her bridges with the celebrities because she wants to entertain us.
But then I also feel like the celebrities should understand, because aren't they also just getting their coin just as she is? Like, you know, and they go off on each other all the time. You know, they burn bridges with each other all the time. Why can't they just understand that she's just getting her coin? Let's get our coins. Like,
yeah, but some people are like, you know, they, well, it's when she goes to, like, Wendy has really kind of calmed down as in her later years, but it was
definitely,
like Wendy was a wreck in radio, like in radio,
oh, the radio
and in the beginning
yes.
of her show. Yeah, that's when she would really be like obnoxious. Like, she has her ones that she doesn't play with. Like, she doesn't play with Nicki Minaj. She doesn't play with the Kardashians. She doesn't play with them. She doesn't play with Black China. She doesn't play with 50 Cent. She doesn't play with. She really don't play with Black people. Like, she goes in on the Black people. But,
right, and
you know,
that's, I feel like that's also wrong, too, because, you know, I feel like everybody, no matter, I don't care what race it is, I don't care, gay, straight, bisexual, everybody should get the same treatment, everybody. Like, that way it would be fair, and everybody wouldn't have anything to complain. It would be a bomb-ass show. It's still a bomb-ass show. I think it's still a bomb-ass show, and I don't want to see her get off the air either. Hell no.
I personally like her radio days better. And I had actually, funny story, I'd seen someone write in the comments like, oh, this, my show reminds them of a bootleg, like a knockoff, a radio version of Wendy Williams. Well, listen, that was the biggest compliment that you could have ever given me.
What?
Compare me to
no,
Queen Radio. Compare me to Queen Radio and Wendy Williams radio days. I'm sold. That means I'm doing my
Let
job.
Let me tell you, Armand, you are the big three, as you say. You are a part of the big three. I don't care what anybody says. I watch all three of you, and I don't care what who got to say about who. I'm going to watch all three of y'all. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing, and I'm going to share everything that y'all write, and you're going to see me on Armand playing the music. I'm going to watch all of that. I'm going to send in my music, too. You're going to see soon everything. I'm supporting all of y'all. Like,
yes, submit
period.
Your music.
Everybody, we all love.
Submit your music while it's $5 because, oh, that is the tea, y'all. For the music show, the price will be going up to $10. So you want to submit now. Get your shit in now. PayPal me $5 and submit your music to the Armand Wickens Show at gmail.com because the price will go up. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Last two callers. I love my New York callers. Okay, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Another native New Yorker on the line.
Yeah, shout out to New York. Oh, my God, y'all love me. You know, I'm coming out there this month in about 3 weeks. Well, I'm coming out there the 25th. I don't know if I'll be able to see anybody, but I'll be out there for 2 days. I'll be in New York City for 2 days. So, yeah.
Are you doing any event down here?
No, I'm just coming out there to hang out and just kind of, you know, get a piece of the city, you know, go do some, you know, business meetings and, you know, kind of get into some things. I can't really tell you too much.
But you really should do a meet and greet. You have a large fan base over here.
Wow. Maybe we'll do a meet up.
You should. You really, really should. Just so that you can see the amount of people that support you.
Yes. Thank you. Now, what do you want to say about Wendy?
You're welcome. As far as Wendy... Definitely. She burned bridges with a whole lot of celebrities. I don't know if you remember this, but Trek for Naughty by Nature, he went to the radio station with a baseball bat, ready to beat her for talking trash about his marriage to Pepper. And when the Wendy Williams show first started off, she had a hard time getting it off the ground because she had to pay the celebrities to come into her show. No one wanted to come in as a guest.
Really?
And it was, and
I never knew that.
Really. And Yes, and at the very, very beginning, it wasn't looking much hope for her. They were going to pull the plug on the show because a lot of people did not want to come. They didn't because they knew that they were going to be under a microscope because she has a way of talking very the question in a sneaky roundabout way and putting you in an awkward position. So what she was doing was she was actually paying the celebrities to be a guest for a long while until they got comfortable to come in. So it really took a long while. I mean, she'd been lucky enough that she had such a long run with the show. Now, the only way she's going to save this is now she's going to have to expose her most inner self. She's going to have to be the one in the chair and air out her personal affairs or her situation to be able to gain sympathy from the public and try to stay on the show. That's the only way it's going to, you know, continue.
But let's be honest. Would you want to see the Wendy Williams show be canceled? Let's just be really honest.
Honestly, I would not.
No,
but you know
wouldn't.
What? No, I would not. But you know what? It's called a survival of the fitting. The way that you had asked difficult questions, uncomfortable questions to your guests, you're going to have to do the same thing for yourself. Now, if you're really that much afraid of, if you're that much afraid to show that type of transparent of yourself, then you might as well call it quick. And if you're really afraid of your husband, if you were a real New Yorker, you'd be having at least a pot of grit waiting for him on the way home if he even tried to lay a hand on you.
Well, the thing is, she probably has that big-ass house. You know she don't have no friends. She said there's a gate to even get into the driveway to get to the front door. So he got in, and he has a whole room inside their mega mansion that's soundproof where he beats her ass.
Listen.
So that's a lot of way. Like, nobody's around. Nobody, her parents don't even have the code to the gate. So she got to be quiet because she can get her ass beat in a padded room. Many miles away.
Look what Tina Turner did with Ike. Didn't she leave her engagement event, doing a gig, ran across the highway to another hotel and try to flee away from him?
Yes, she did.
If it's really that bad, you leave everything you got behind and start over new, even if it means not having to take him with you. She's
totally
gonna have to make some serious sacrifices. She's gonna have to make some serious sacrifices and choices. I want her to stay. I really, really do. But this time, she's gonna have to really fight for it.
All right. Thank you, caller. Oh, I'm almost on time today. Thank you so much, caller. I love you.
You're welcome, love. I love you
too.
Shout out
to NYC.
You got it, babe.
Bye. Oh yes. Oh my God. I did it. We're gonna wrap in an hour. Oh, my God. Okay, so listen. Here's my final thoughts on Wendy. I feel as though that none of us would ever want to see the Wendy show canceled because, to be honest with you, if you're not a celebrity, we're all nosy. Y'all watch me, you know? So here's the thing. I want to continue to keep up with the tea. She's very entertaining. I don't think any of it's the fact that people want to see her be canceled. It's kind of like they want to see you acknowledge the fact that you're a celebrity and, girl, speak on your own issues because you can't talk about somebody else if you can't talk about yourself. You get what I'm saying? So I understand why people are feeling like, you know what, fuck her. And rightfully so. I think she would get a lot more respect and a lot more sympathy and empathy if she would turn the camera around and just be like, you know what, I've been going through this. But on the flip side, can you really go ahead and say that on national TV one random day when you and your husband still have to go home together? Okay, she's done what we wanted her to do, but she still has to go be with this man every day. So we might need to give her a little benefit of the doubt, and maybe once they get a divorce, or since they've been in talks of a divorce, she's had a conversation with her husband like, you know what, I'm going to have to address this. I cannot keep not addressing this. You've gotten a bitch pregnant, allegedly. You've sold both of the homes you have. I cannot keep not addressing it. So when my show comes back on, I'm going to talk to the people. Whether we stay together or not, I have to address this. And, Wendy, that's what you have to do, and you have to have the conversation with your husband. If he likes it or not, you have to address this. Or people are going to start not to care about you in the worst way. They're just going to be like, girl, cancel the show. Nothing's going to be worth it anymore because we're not getting anything from you. You cannot get on there and start talking about somebody else's whole relationship when you are a whole hot topic and you've been for almost 30 days now. All right, and with that being said, we're going to wrap this up. I just want to thank you to everybody. It was almost 900 people on this live, you guys. That is incredible. Thanks to all the new subscribers. Thanks to everyone who has came in through the last few days. We're a new year. We're on the road to 50,000. That is our next goal. But right now, we are literally how many away? We are 45 people away, 30,000. So you mean to tell me I can't get 45 people that's not subscribed out of 865 people to subscribe right now? Literally right now. And while we're waiting for that, I've seen a lot of people ask me, and I'm already getting donations. Shout out to you guys. I see a lot of people asking how they are able to donate to get their music. So I am going to post the link in the chat here while we do that. I'm going to post the link in the chat because you have to PayPal me first. Or you can send me your music. Send me your music to momwiggenshow@gmail.com. And I need my moderators to put that email in the description, please. And I am going to copy. Okay, I'm getting this together for you guys. So first email me at gmail.com. Once you email me, let me know your name and the song. Send the link to your song. And make sure that you have donated your $5 to the PayPal. And write a note and let me know that you have donated and sent your song. Okay? Let me know that you have donated and sent your song. And so, I mean, it's going to be some stiff competition. It's going to be a stiff competition. We will see you guys Wednesday for that show. And make sure you guys subscribe to the channel to get that update. Okay? What else? Okay, we almost there. Listen, we almost there. We got 36 people left. Come on. We can get 36 subscribers right now. Come on. We need to go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead. We got 830 people on here. I know all y'all not subscribers. Come on, let's get into some things. I'm going to turn it up. Come on. Let's get into some motherfucking things. Let's do this. This is the hottest show. Hold on. You know what? I don't even want that one right now. Not right now. I need a little bit more. I need that. Be original. Oh, I need that. Oh. Oh, dude, I don't even know if I remember the words, y'all. Yes, be original. Yes, very critical. I've been the blueprint since I went digital. These bitches is invisible. They're basic and they're miserable. You cannot stop me. I'm going nowhere. All you bumps might as well pull up a chair. They copy so much I have to change my hair. Yes, change my hair. But let's be clear. I'm the champion and I'm going to stay right here. Be original. Bitch, be original. Be original. Bitch, be original. Ha ha. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yo, we were never friends. Yes, I'm better than she. Better watch her man. Have him going psycho. Call him Wai Lee. Had a bitch so pressed that she want to fight me. These bitches is my sons. I do this shit for fun. I am the boss. Just fuck that lady. Call me Mon Shady. Do this on the daily. These bitches so pressed. Want to... Oh! I just get a fly like I'm high in the sky. Looking down at you bums like my, oh my. Ah, looking down at you bums like my, oh my. Come on. We got this, you all. Oh, y'all trying it. All right. We'll get it by tonight. Because I got shit to do. But we have fun nonetheless. We had a lot of people on here. I just want to shout out to all my New York people. We haven't done that in a while. I love all y'all. I love all y'all. I love you guys all. I'm trying to go ahead and push it through. Niggas ain't trying to hit that subscribe. You know, we only need 32 more. And we there. Was it 32 more? Or is that 70 more? I've been lying like a motherfucker. I've been saying these numbers and it ain't even been right. Well, y'all, we need a whole hell of a lot more. I've been lying like a motherfucker. I said 45. Girl, more like 70. What the fuck was I drinking? All right. I'm out of here, y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all a lot. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all a lot.